This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Shehakol Nehyeh Bedvaro. Musiata Nishmai, we turn fast ahead to Parshas Bolak and Parshas Bolak. And we find Vatomer Labilam, Hashem Yisbarach opens up the Pi Ha'oso. And the Asun says to Bilam, Asisi Lachol, what did I do to you? Ki Kisoni Zesh Shalosh Regalim. And why'd you hit me three times? Zokt Rashi, what Shalosh Regalim? Lachayr, that word is totally out of place in such a context. Zokt Rashi, Romuzlo, Atam, Avakish, Lakar, Uma, Chogega, Sholosh, Regolam, Ashana. You think you're going to uproot the nation that celebrates Sholosh, Regolam? You're not going to be able to touch them. Now the Maral and others explain, out of all the Tayyig Mitzvah Satoira that Klai Yisrael keeps, this is the one. Bolak, Abilam, you think you're going to get Klai Yisrael? What do you mean they keep Shabbos? What do you mean they learn Torah? So that's something we've given Shiram in the past, usually based on the morale. Why is this, out of all Tayyig Mitzvahs, the single one that Hashem Yisborach picks to put into the Pi Ha'ason? And when the Ason opens up its mouth and it says to Bilam, I don't think you can lay a finger on Klai Yisrael. You can't be Ochre, the nation that celebrates the Sholosh Regalit. Anyway, we have to know, why is the Taka called the Sholosh Regalit? And why do we call them the three legs? Again, the Pashas is what? The Iker Mitzvah is Aliyah L'Regel. The Ramban even writes, why the need, why the Hechrech to repeat the mention of the Regolim if we're introduced to the Sholosh Regolim in the context of Pashas Mishpatim? And why have to repeat them Nochemol in Sefer Shmos and Pashas Kisisa? If you're introduced to Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, why have to repeat them? We know that when we get to Sefer Vayikra, the centerpiece of Vayikra, Parshas Emor, that'll be the main episode, the main narrative of the Sholosh Regalim, combined with Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, of course. And then when we talk about the Karbanos, that'll be in the context of Sefer Bamidbar, Parshas Pinchas, and then Mishnah Torah Re'eh. That'll be the Chazor, but why twice in Sefer Shmos, Dr. Ramban? Because you might think after Chet Egel, Klai Yisrael lost the Iker Mitzvah Sayantiv of Aliyah L'Regel, Liris V'Noros Pnei Hashem, Kasaka Daitach, they lost it. In the aftermath of the Ikvas, the Chet Egel, Kamash Mala, no, Klai Yisrael didn't lose it. Even after Chet Egel, they still have the Sholosh Regolim, and that's why we're repeated in the same Sefer. Just a few short parshas later, Kamash Mala, to teach you, the Iker Mitzvah Sayantiv, Klai Yisrael did not lose. What is so special? It's not just the end result. It's not simply the Totsah, which of course is the Iker Nakuda, which is Liras Veloras Pnei Hashem, to experience an encounter with the Divine in the Makom HaMikdash, the holiest place on the planet. Malachairo, if we call it Aliyah L'Regel, there's a Hadgoshim Yuchedes on the Nakuda of the Raglayim, and that's the Sugyan Chagigat Afkim L'Manalit. We have the Regalim even Mischus Avram Avinu Pamayim Basnodi. The Raglayim of Avram Avinu. And that itself gives us a kickstart to the Yisod of the Sholosh Regolim. The Iker Mitzvah is Aliyah L'Rego, going up on foot with an excitement, with enthusiasm, a thirst, an unquenchable desire to want to be Liris V'Leros Pnei Hashem. Writes Rabbeinu Mechai in his Peirush of Parshas Mishpatim, he cites a Medrash. And the Medrash says that everybody had to go Beraglayim Adafko, the Hainu, even the wealthy people. You can't go in your fancy cars, you can't go in the fancy coach. Everybody has to be there out Beraglayim. Hence, yet another Hadgosh Aliyah L'Regel, Aliyah B'Regel B'Davko. You have to go out with the Raglayim. Now, Avada, not everybody agrees, and that's the Parshas, the Yerushalmi, and the Lamaisa is not the Mashma like this Medrash at all, and the Maritzchias, Ritzuyah Shchias, and his Chuvis Maritzchias, and Chalek Aleph Simon Zion, brings you Yerushalmi, and brings all the Marmakamis that clearly are not to Mashma like that Medrash. And he says, Avada, you don't have to. But Akoponim, you see that there's such a Chazal, and there's one of the Gedol Rishon Rabbeinu Bechai, who wants to derive and extract from such a Chazal that there would be a Hayak, Podim Yuchedes to go Beraglayim Adavka, Aliyah L'Regel. So whether you learn, you have to go through Raglayim, whether you Clearly, the kvius shame of what these three pilgrimage festivals are all about is the pilgrimage that's a nikva al yaday the koach haraglayim. It's clearly using the raglayim. So would Shmoed introduce the musug of raglayim into this world? That was Pesach, the first of the Sholos Regalim. Now, parenthetically, heard a gevaldig avor today from a yid who listens to the shiurim, a yid named Chaim Kahn. I spoke with him on the telephone today. And he shared with me a beautiful hara by one of the Rosh Hashivas in Tor V'Das from Simcha Sheps. And Rav Sheps said, Gevaldik, Sholosh Regolim. I connected, of course, Reglayim, the legs, the feet, with the Regolim. What's the pshat? Zonto Sheps, my ridiculous insight. Let's start with Rav Hunder. Rav Hunder used to tell us, Talmidim, I never leave a Yontif and say, oh, Pesach, we just got Pesach over with. Purim, we finished Purim, it's behind us. It's never behind us. We take a yantif for collate the nitzaitis and the ashvos of the chag. And we take it, we ingrain it, imbue it into our leiv and nefesh. We take it with us. We carry it with us. Rav Simcha Sheps adds another nekuda. The ability to propel ourselves vita throughout the Jewish calendar year. The ability to be mamshich, the koach haraglayim, the koach halicha haraglayim, vita, is al yaday, the hisairus al in the context of the Sholos Regalim. The Hainu Pesach inspires us and gives us the kayach to be mamshich, the figurative koach halicha haraglayim, onwards onto the Shavuos. And comes the Torah of the Shavuos, and it gives us the koach of the raglayim, the koach amin, not just koach amida to stand up on 2 feet, but it gives us the ability to be mamshich the koach haraglayim, the koach halicha yedei the raglayim viter, until we get to sukkis. Every yontif is giving us the inspiration and the uplifting excitement, the yisairus to be mamshich the koach haraglayim medavka. Meila, Ashtelling too, we've mentioned many times of Hunder, who writes in his Pach Yitzchak, Igros Iksovim, Igor Reshim and Beis, he was Menachem the Talmud. And he says, we know Chazal tell us it's not an actual Chazal. We don't find this exact terminology. We find Bro Yorsi Deavua. We have Rashi, we have Sugis, we have Erev and Dafayin Amad Beis, Rashi and Ksuvis Sadi Beis Amad Aleph, similar to Shoinus, but we have what we often are Miyachis to Chazal as Bro Kare Deavua. Son is the leg of the father, asks of Hunna when he's writing a letter of Nechama to a Talmud who lost his father. And why is it, out of all the choice metaphors that Chazal could have invoked, do we highlight specifically that a son is the leg of the father? Explains of Hunna beautiful. State in the Gemara in the end of Bracha Samachdal and Amanal, if we tell to a Chai Lech L'Sholom, Gro Marshon, others, you're always on a journey towards Shleimus. Mechai Lechai, you're going towards Shleimus. What do we say to a mace? He can't journey anymore. He can't strike. He can't do Torah. Chav Shimon HaMitzvahs. Lech B'Sholom. That's it. Status quo. He can't strike. He can't continuously grow. No more endless ascent in the on the ladder of spirituality. Amelu, we tell him, Lech B'Sholom. He got to a Shleimus as well. But if a person leaves over children in this world, and even after 120, and a person passes away from this world, if you leave over a son, bro, kari davua, what happens when you leave to the next world, and you lost, you forfeited your koach halicha, there's no more koach halicha. Don't worry about it. If you leave over a son, I leave over a child, he'll be mamshich the koach halicha viter. Bro, kari diavua, the son will be the figurative leg, who al yaday his limanatar, his asiyas and mitzvah, so he mamshich the koach halicha, braglayim bedavka, he'll carry it even further. And that's the idea of the koach raglayim. Amela, each regal, Zokter Simcha Sheps, each regal is giving us the koach haraglayim to go weiter, giving you the koach to keep going weiter, to keep pushing, to keep accomplishing. That is Cyrus after a Pesach, like Rav Hunder, you take it with you, and you collate all the Nitzaitis Sachag, Meshach, the Ne'ilah Sachag, that gives you the impetus, the ability to propel yourself weiter in Ruchnius, and that's the raglayim, that's the koach of the regal. Perhaps then we could turn to the famous Gemara Masechta Shabbos, and the Gemara tells us Lamed Aleph that the certain ger Anochri came to Shammai and says Giruni Am Regel Achas, I want you to convert me Am Regel Achas, and he said Dachko Biyamas Abinyan. The Mefarshim explained what that metaphor is all about. The Maral and others Hakoponim, he comes to Hillel the Rachamon the Baal Chesed, Hillel Giruni Am Regel Achas, and he tells him, yes, Abada, it's the metaphorical regel. What's the regel? I'll tell you, the yesod that upholds the whole world is Madal Sani Lacharma Kulasavid. That is how to look at Kamaychan, as Rashi explains. And that's the leg, the Marshob, Ofen Shlili. The bare minimum is Madal Sani Lacharma Kulasavid. That's the regular holding the world. And how we mentioned the story in the past of the Satmarov. Satmarov later on in life, he had a problem with his legs. And the doctor told him, I don't want you dancing anymore by Yomtiv, by Simchas Torah. You can't go in and dance. Atzit, he had to go and sit on the sidelines. All of a sudden comes Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres, Satmarov is dancing Leibedik. The Rebbetzin, of course, is peeking out of the little hole up there in the Ezra's Noshim in Satmar. And she sees her husband dancing. She says, I don't understand. I was with my husband. The doctor said he's not allowed to dance anymore. She sends down the message to one of the Gabbam. Tell my husband, the Rebbe, he's not allowed to dance on Shmini Atzeres. The Satmarov sends the message back. Tell her that Shmini Atzeres is a regel b'fnei atzmo. Hashmini atzeres, regel b'fnei atzmo, lady and pazar kashav. It's its own regel, you don't have to worry. So Efshur, the Ger is alluding to what? Karuni aragas, which yomtiv bought the yisod of raglayim into all? That's Pesach. That's the first one. That's why the Torah in Arachayim, Tov Yedzayin, who's connected Pesach, Avram Avinu, he introduced the concept of aliyah l'regel. He's the first one who journeyed to Har Moriah, thus introducing the very musig of an aliyah l'regel, ayadei the maisa. How about Kenneth Yitzchok? He was using his raglayim, scharpsias, to go to the Mokum HaMikdosh. He is the one, Bedavko, writes the Torah b'shem his brother, who is Keneged Pesach, the Gra, and El Dersaliyo Parshas Bolak Madua Tlisa, and the father of the Shla, named Ekbroch, and many others as well. Avraham Avinu is Keneged Pesach. He brings Aliyah L'Regel into the world. He's Keneged Pesach. It's the first Regel. So now it's very Geshmak. Garuni Regel Achas. We need three Regolim. We need Pesach to carry us to Shavuos, Shavuos to carry us to Sukkot, Sukkot to carry us to next Pesach. The Nachmi says, I don't want to have to worry about three regalim. Garuni regalachas. Just give me one. Give me the kayach and a Pesach that can give me the koach that I can keep going all year long. That's it. Give me the kayach of a Pesach. Regalachas. One regal. What would be that one regal after Pesach? But perhaps we could say as follows. We have a gavaldik yesod that says that when it comes to ruchnius, we don't jump rungs in the ladder. And Rav Dessler talks about this many places. Rav Oben Alishar. We don't jump. We don't try and fool ourselves in Yiddishkeit. You have to go up in Yiddishkeit one step at a time, one piece at a time. Comes along Pesach, writes Rav Oben Alishar Chelik Sheni, because of the tremendous Hizgalus Hashchina that we had the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim. There's an unbelievable Hesiris that took us from Memtesh Shari Tuma, the lowest of the low, the abyss of all immorality and perversity, depravity, and uplifted us to the highest of heights until we're ready, mamash, to be makam of the Torah just a mere 50 days later. Alitzak, Givaldikus, Iris of Kedusha, Zoktov, Volba, and Ale Shor Chelik Sheni. You have the ability to skip rungs in the ladder Ruchnius one time a year and one time only, and that's Pesach. And that's why Pesach is Loshen Diluk, B'nai Yisoscha, and so many others. Pesach means to skip, it means to jump. How do you skip and how do you jump? Using the Koach Raglayim, and for that we bring in Ramay Sharon Stern, Rav Yechiya Mecha Stern, and the Sefer of the Sholei Mudib. He adds on to Rav Hunder, and the Chayrit's even more Meduyak. Brok, Hari, the Let's go back to the Loshon. Erev and Ayurav base, Kesuvastadi base. It's not simply the leg of the father. Kare is the knee of the father. The knee of the father. What's unique about the knees, right? Rabbi Yechiel Mocha Stern, in the name of his father, Moshe Aaron Stern. The knee is that which empowers us with the Koach HaKfitza. You can only jump, you can only skip because you have a knee. That's the Koach HaKfitza. That's why Malachim are begeder omdim. Zachariah Gimel Zavin is under Chama Alchem Ben Malachim and omdim Eilab. They stagnant. They can't jump. They can't because they don't have kiraim. They don't have knees. Amela bro kore davua. Right, so Moshe Aaron Stern, a son is not simply mamshich lekoach halicha of the tati viter. He imbues and ingrains within the father the ability to jump, to go higher and higher in Gan Eden Shomayla. Not simply on a horizontal plane. Koach hakfitza, that's the karayim. Hagavaldik or a palik from Shomri Amun in Borough Park has said that in Kaddish, we know there's an Indian, you say Kaddish ve'aliyas aneshama. And what do we say? Divra chirusei. Divra chirusei. Bro karei. Adivra Chirusei, the son is the Karei of the father. The son, Ayadeus Kaddish, he is serving as the knee, which allows his father to continue weiter, not only the Koach Halicha, but the Koach HaKfitza, he could jump even higher. Pesach is Loshen Dilog, Pesach is skipping, Pesach is jumping. You could jump the rungs in the ladder. This is the regal that introduces the very Musug of Raglayim. This is the one, Avraham Avinu. You could go from Mamash Ben Avodah Zorah, you could be Ovedi Maham, the Rama Melchiz Avodah Zorah and Aleph Gimel. And you could go to the highest of heights to become Rosh Hamunah, to go from an Ovedi Avodah Zorah to become the head of the Kli Yisroel. You could skip many different darkas. That's Avraham, that's Pesach. That's the ability to be Medalik, that's the Koach of the Kfitza, Sholosh Regolim, that's the Koach of the Raglayim, to go in and jump and to get to higher and higher Madregas, Garunia Regolachas, even with just a Pesach, you can be Koveya, unbelievable Madregas. One Regol could take it to the highest on highs. Shmei Zoycha to tap into this Koach Halicha. That's the Yomtev that highlights the Koach HaRegel. How do we get out of Mitzrayim? Not only did we jump spiritual rungs in the ladder, but it was what? We got up Bechipozen in haste, Zrizus, Zrizin Magdimin. Zrizin Magdimin, Zrizus is what? Is the power of the Raglayim, Bechipozen Yotzim Yimitzrayim. Oh, and from whom do we learn Zrizus, by the way? None other than whom? Avraham Avinu, Vayashkim Avraham Moker. Avraham Avinu is Keneged Pesach. Avraham Avinu is Vayashkim Moker. Where do you think the Leman's going to be? Achbarak. In Meseches Psochem, the beginning of Psochem, Keneged Avraham Avinu, Pesach Loshen Dilug, that is Rizus, that is Rizim Magdim on the Mitzvah, that's Avraham. We got out in haste, that's a Koch HaZrizus, that's a Koch Raglayim. This is a time to move, this is a time to jump. This is Garunia Regal Achas. We could take the Koch of the Regal of a Pesach and jump to higher Madregas than ever before. Hakaval de Ganach, Tatzlocha Kaddish, please.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.